Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A small convoy of trucks loaded with food and medicine moved into Gaza today. The French news agency AFP says at least two of them were carrying fuel.
I'm Peter King. The UN's Michael Griffiths says today's 17 trucks mark a good start.
We want to move that number up to 100 a day. That's our aim.
International Red Cross spokeswoman Sarah Davies says the agency is ready to send in much more than food, water, and other supplies.
Medical teams and surgical teams. People have burns. They have smoke inhalation. They've been living on the street.
As trucks enter Gaza, families are hoping the hostages being held by Hamas will be allowed to leave the enclave. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has that.
Officials are working to free more than 200 hostages still held by Hamas. The release of two Americans, Judith and Natalie Renan, has given hope to families, including this mother whose 23-year-old son, a U.S. citizen, was abducted from a music festival by terrorists.
We are hopeful that the people who were behind, you know, this wonderful release of Judith and Natalie will keep working night and day.
The Israeli military says its troops in northern Israel are taking incoming from a group in Lebanon. IDF Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Kornikos.
Hezbollah is really trying to escalate the situation. Dozens of anti-tank missiles have been fired by Hezbollah at Israel. At this stage, we are responding to the aggressions only, and we haven't decided to escalate the situation further.
House Republicans will try again this week to elect a Speaker of the House. The man they ousted, Kevin McCarthy, tells NBC it's time to choose a Speaker and start doing the people's business.
Steve Scalise would have done an excellent job. I supported him. Jim Jordan would have. I just know this is not a time to play games. This is embarrassing for the Republican Party. It's embarrassing for the nation.
Detroit police continue this morning to search for the killer or killers of a leader of a synagogue yesterday morning. CBS News Detroit's Kelly Vaughn.
Police found Wool's body, which had been stabbed multiple times. They say they then followed a trail of blood from her body to her home, which is where they believe the crime occurred. Samantha Wool was the board president of the Isaac Agree Synagogue. In a Facebook post, the synagogue wrote that they are shocked and saddened to learn of her unexpected death.
And police in Maryland continue their search this morning for a man they say shot and killed a circuit court judge last week. Police found the car they say Pedro Argate was driving about 8 miles away from where the judge was shot outside of his home. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer, and some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor, while others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get, down there. Buy now.
As the leaves change, leave the hiring to Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 54. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 38. High of 56. Tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. 72 Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover. We are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Find Civic Media.
Wisco. I'm your host, not the co-host today, the host, alongside, are you feeling that song?
I was feeling you being the host.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know it feels really good to be in the hot seat right
now. It does.
I'm not mad at that.
No.
Mike Kretschmer.
What is up?
Hi. You are in the other hot seat. You're the co-host today. How do you
feel
about that?
Feels good. Getting comfortable.
Yeah? Good. You should. Hopefully, we're going to be bringing you on when Joel, since Joel is gone, he's in Wyoming right now, mule deer hunting.
Yeah, he's been, Tennessee, now mule deer hunting in Wyoming.
Wait, why did he go to Tennessee?
He was bull hunting, I think.
Oh, well, he goes all over. Okay, so,
good
side
for him.
Note,
good for
side
him.
Note, I was thinking more or less... Joel is my guinea pig.
Oh boy.
Joel, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. But just think about it. I am still, I'll do quote unquote, a new hunter. Like, I've been hunting since I was 23. I'm 35, right? But Joel is going everywhere. So he's my trial and error. He is going there. So maybe he can tell me about his experience. I'd be like, no, check that off the list. Or like, heck yeah, I have to go there. Because mule deer hunting, that is one of my goals. That is a bucket list item for me, right?
And us poor folk, you know, he'll tell us where we should spend our money and where
trailer
not to spend our money.
Trailer park rich, he says. Trailer park rich. But Wyoming, I don't know. How do I know where to go for mule deer? He's going to Wyoming, so maybe it's going to be like, that's the spot. That's what I have to do.
Trial and error.
Yep. But he is trial and erring.
For us.
Erring?
Erring.
Yeah.
There you go.
He is doing that for me. Thank you, Jill. Thank you very much. You're listening to 540 AM, 101 FM, WAUK, The Shaw. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. So with Joel gone, we have a hodgepodge of an episode because I have so much in my head, so much in my brain. Like, pheasant hunting, it just opened.
Yep.
Did you go out at all?
No. Well, I went deer hunting.
You went deer hunting?
Yeah.
Was deer hunting successful for you?
Yeah, I shot a deer on Sunday night.
A deer, like a doe or a buck? Am I allowed to ask this?
Yeah, it's a doe. I mean, meat in the freezer.
Meat in the freezer. There you go.
Yeah.
I am very excited for you about that.
We'll round back on that because after last week's show,
we're
talking about tagging, I found out a little bit more about the harvest. So we'll maybe the next segment or something, we'll get, call the DNR.
You called the DNR?
I did. I asked about,
good for you.
I will explain it later to everybody.
See,
but
they're friendly, though. You can call and ask.
Oh,
like,
sure.
People are terrified to call them.
Right.
I'm like, one year I messed up because I forgot about the patron's license, right? So I bought my fishing license, I bought a turkey tag, and I bought a early goose and goose. I'm like, but I already have this, but it's part of the patron's license. So I called them. I'm like, what do I do? I don't want to waste all my money, right?
Right.
And it's like, trailer park rich, I don't want to waste all my money. Granted, it was just a couple,
$20, $30. Adds up.
And I called them like, we'll just do this. And they refunded me money, and then we put it all together. But of course, I donated it back because buying a tag, buying a license and everything donates to the whole purpose of why we do this too, for conservation, right?
Absolutely.
So no, DNR, they're awesome. Talk to them.
Yeah, she was very, very friendly. Somebody here in the state, so, you know, it was good. But we'll get into that or another time because it flies when you're on air, you know?
It does. It definitely does.
But I was, I shot a doe, and then my buddy Chris shot a really nice buck. On same night, I'm like, I just whacked a doe, and he's like, I just shot a monster. Just really came across the bean field right into his food plot, and I think he had one picture of it. So these deer are moving. I mean, it's getting to be that time.
Yeah, so the rut, right? The rut is the beginning of November.
It's starting.
But I always, for me, every year I say it's the beginning. It's Halloween.
Like October 31st,
yeah, that's
people.
When if they you're a come hunter, out.
If you're a bow hunter, you need to be in the woods on October 31st.
They put their doe mask on. They're out there trying to play trick or treat.
Maybe
and I'm
for
like,
you.
Trick or treat, dude. I got you. I'm so ready for that. And luckily, I just got another property to hunt. And she gave me permission to go hang out some tree stands and everything and trail cameras. So crossing my fingers. Oh, let's talk quickly about trail cameras.
Okay.
Do you have cell cameras or just like the regular SD card cameras?
No, I have cell cams.
Do you have cell cams?
We actually have another guest on the show.
We do.
Sorry, Mr. Joe. But
You can chime in whenever you want.
Joe can attest to this. Like he's probably got a lot more cameras than I do.
How do you say your last name?
How would you say it?
Oh gosh, I'm live on Instagram. Spell it out. Could you write it down and I'll play that game. I'm not angry.
It's pronounced Kickeisen.
Kickeisen.
Yep.
Kickeisen. Rah.
Yeah.
Slightly German.
Kickeisen.
Correct.
Can we just call you Heisen? Heisen. We'll call you Heisen Trophy.
I've been called much worse. So
okay, so
that works for me.
You got input on this whole trail camera situation?
Yeah. So I've been running them for probably 4 or 5 years now.
What brand do you use? I just bought a Moultrie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you have?
I've got multiple brands, and I've got several Moultries.
Yeah,
and I think that they all have pluses and minuses. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's just one that's going to fit everybody. I just bought a property that cell reception isn't the greatest, so it's always a consideration which camera gets better reception than others and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Moultries seem to be doing pretty well. I've had really good luck with Reveals.
Yeah, the Tacticam, a Wisconsin-Minnesota-based company. That's what I run.
That's what you run, Tacticam?
Yep, the Tacticam Reveal is their trail cam version.
Yeah.
And I've had Gen 1s, Gen 2s. They've been great.
That's good. I just brand new to cell cameras, right? Brand new. Literally day one for me.
Yeah.
I'm having an issue because I feel like my camera, the pictures that it takes like 5 minutes for me to see it, and it's very frustrating.
Really?
Because I'm like, I want it now. I need it now. That's why I have you. I want you to send me those pictures immediately, please.
Yeah.
So here's just so you can see it. Obviously, people can't see it at home, but
those are much better than my pictures.
So
the quality, I'm live on.
But that
Instagram.
Was like at 7 o'clock this morning. Talk about when you're driving into work. And you're driving into work and your phone goes off. You're like, oh, no. But that's part of the game, right?
I
got a question for you guys. Danielle's pretty new to cams, but for Joe and Mike, you guys ever caught anything spooky or scary or unexpected on your trail cams?
It's almost Halloween.
same idea, yes. But have you guys caught maybe like a two-headed deer or something out there? I want to know.
Or the 30-point buck?
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
There's a song about him.
Yeah, right. There is a song about him.
I'm from the North Woods.
I'm so proud of you.
That's funny.
Okay, that's a good story.
Yeah, to be honest, nothing comes to mind.
Have you have any pictures? You're like, ooh, I want to frame this one. Do dudes frame pictures?
I mean, some people do if they have it. Yeah, absolutely. If you shoot that deer that you had history with in your trail cam pictures, absolutely people will put it up next to the deer.
See, I'm thinking like, look at that cardinal. It looks really good on that branch with that oak tree in the background and this leaves that changed.
2 years ago, my coworker's husband had an elk on camera out by Holy Hill.
No.
They showed me, it was real quiet, and they're like, you will never believe what we have on camera. I'm like,
no.
What? Like, it's not Bigfoot. What is it? I mean, that Holy Hill area with that Bigfoot that one time, but I was like, what is
it? That's
like,
my stomping grounds.
Keep it quiet. And I'm like, what? And they're like, showed me the video of an, like, actual video on the trail camera of a cow elk walking by and then a bull right there and bugling right in the thing.
No.
Middle of the night. I was like.
Was it beautiful?
Yeah, it was awesome. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you got to tell people. Like, and it was on the news. And then all of a sudden, there was a couple spots. So it was out of the Black River herd.
Okay.
And that cow and bull, I think it was 2 years ago, I think it was, wasn't it, or something?
Yep.
Traveled, and obviously is no north, but, I mean, bears now. People got bears around here on
bears are going all around Facebook and, you know, all over social media, mm-hmm, which I'm completely stunned by.
Yeah,
but it just doesn't
getting wild.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like down here we should have that, which I'm very thankful. I want that. That's so cool, because now I don't have to move up north to enjoy all the great outdoors up there. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. So no cool stories?
I mean, a couple of people that aren't supposed to be on there, and that's about all I've
heard.
Hey, man, that's the wildest animal of all.
Us?
Yeah.
Humans, yeah. That's the greatest hunt of all, isn't it?
And unpredictable.
Yeah.
Hunting buddies.
Yeah.
Knowing that the camera's there, and then they position themselves, maybe without
different funny type pictures. Of moon?
Yeah, well, without certain parts of clothing and stuff like that. And,
please, you know, don't do that in front of my trail camera.
It's a whole new meaning to gone wild.
But give us a call at 844-967-2789. I want to hear your stories. I don't have any cool stories yet. I just had a big time trail camera. Not a cell one, just a regular SD card one.
Yeah.
I have nothing cool. I saw a hawk fly right there in front of it, feet down, ready to scoop up something. That's the coolest thing I've got so far, or in the past.
Yeah, I've had birds and stuff like that, and different animals. And
but it's so cool to see.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's half the fun. Like, I get more excited some days when I like see my little notification go off. I'm like, oh, what's there?
And it's not a like text message. You have to talk to somebody. It's an actual like good picture. You're like, yes. But I'm ready. I don't know if I'm upset or not, because I have not received
a picture yet.
It's been, what time is it? 7 o'clock. It's been an hour and a half.
Yeah, you were just in there.
An hour and a half.
Well, you know, the one thing that I think most people should know about the cell cams is, like I mentioned, the property that we have has poor cell reception, right? And it's weird. It's like you'll have good cell reception for a couple hours, and then all of a sudden it's bad.
Oh, no.
And it just comes and goes. But if there is something that triggers that camera and the cell signal is bad, it won't send that picture, but it saves it to the SD card.
Oh, but my Moultrie does not have an SD card.
Yours is all cell?
All cell. No SD card whatsoever.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's kind of why I bought it. And plus, it was on sale.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Yeah. I mean, that sale helps.
Got
helps,
me.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're 100. So on mine, I have it in 3-picture bursts. So it sends the middle picture.
Oh. So happened?
Yeah, it takes a picture, 3 seconds later, takes a picture, 3 seconds later, takes a picture, and I always get the middle one. So sometimes it's perfect, other times I have nothing because something ran by so fast. So.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Good, because I actually have questions about mine. Maybe I can show you after the show what's going on. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Raised in Wisco.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat,
or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
50 degrees.
If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Danielle Fairman, alongside Mike Kretschmer, and Heisman Trophy.
I've been called worse.
Joe Keckheisen.
Keckheisen.
Kretschmer and Keckheisen. Two Germans.
My Lanza. Fairman. Hi. Fairman. This is Bandit. That's Anya.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's kind of, well, not very German. Sometimes people spell it A-N-J-A. Thinking it's the German J, the ya,
ja.
On ya. But I'm not. I got a Y. Why? Because I gotta. That was dumb. I'm really sorry, guys. It's the end of like a 50-hour work week for me. I leave for Houston tomorrow, so you're getting the worst of me tonight.
This is exciting. This is my favorite of you right now. You're making me laugh nonstop. All right, during our break, I was able to talk to you about Shot for Hope. And Shot for Hope is like a make-a-wish for children.
Mm-hmm.
And they're based out of the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you to stop talking to me about it because I kind of got a little sad. And you have a lot more information about this. So Shot for Hope, based out of the Twin Cities, it takes kids out hunting and fishing,
yeah,
enjoying the great outdoors, which hopefully it's good and therapeutic for them.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit more about Shot for Hope?
Yeah. So back 11 years ago, I was on a TV show on the Sportsman's Channel.
Nice.
And the organization reached out to us and said, hey, we're having a fundraiser. Could you come up and, you know, hang out, have a good time, help us raise money? So we did. Met the whole organization. Great people. You get a sense of the community coming together, you know, and it's all outdoor orientated people that get to see the kids that are going on hunts before they actually go on hunts.
Yeah.
I kind of, after the TV program that I was on stopped airing, I kind of took to the whole production side of things, and I started filming, and I actually created a production business. And with
That's
awesome. That, then, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I get more enjoyment watching other people, you know, have a
absolutely.
Good time. And, especially kids. So
they're just so full of joy and first time, let's do it.
And the memory of it, right? Joe's
yeah.
very good at what he does, and he puts it together. And then mm-hmm. even, not even kids, but adults that have been out, and the pictures, the quality, everything he does is like, it's as good as anybody out there. And it, you see the stuff and it's just like.
I'm sorry. Do you still have this production business?
I do.
You do? What is it called?
New Order Productions.
New Order Productions.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. Are you always looking for new clients? Maybe somebody listening might reach out and be like, no. Do it.
I'm fortunate that I have a full-time career outside of production. So this is just fun money for me. So it's a little side hustle. I mean, it depends. So I chased a lot of work when I first opened it up. So I filmed for a lot of programs and it just started wearing on me a little bit. So I went ahead and kind of tailored back and got real selective about who I was filming for. So with that, then Shot for Hope, I started filming all of their hunts. I went on all the trips for the most part, if scheduling allowed. So it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that takes at least 2 to 3 kids per year.
Oh, wow.
On a dream hunt is the way they phrase it. So we go to Texas for whitetails, Idaho for elk, Illinois for whitetails. We've been on numerous hunts all over the U.S.
Awesome. Yeah. I know Joel has that Triple J Outfitters down there for gator and boar.
Yeah, that'd be a good one for in the future for somebody that wants to chase a gator.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so cool to do.
Yeah. Yeah. The nice thing is we partnered with, and not to say that we're not looking for other outfitters, but, one of the things that, the organization, the concept was created by Eric and Missy Steingraber up in near the Twin Cities. Eric has a daughter with MS, and so she's bound to a chair, and he wanted to get her hunting. So through technology, there's a lot of things that enable these kids or adults that have disabilities to get out in the woods and hunt. Track chairs, these straws that they're able to suck or blow into that actuates a trigger on a firearm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
I did not know about that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, wow.
So
definitely have to look more into that. Not that I need it, but it's cool to know that the opportunity is there for people.
Yeah, so it really enables any kid to go hunting, and that's what Shot for Hope is all about. Mm-hmm. So if you have or know of a child that's got some sort of life-altering illness, we'll take them on a dream hunt.
That's beautiful. How do I get?
Oh, sorry. Quick question, Joe. When you say life-altering, just so like our listeners know, Make-A-Wish tends to be for kids who are, unfortunately, they have diseases that are potentially terminal. Mm-hmm. Is that a requirement for this, or is this more any kid who has something just huge happen?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, anything. So we've had both. We've had kids that have just, a lifelong disability, and then we've had also kids like kids that have cancer and things like that. So, one of the things that's most difficult actually is trying to find kids.
Trying to find the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
So it's mainly word of mouth. We've got a website, shotforhope.com. But really it's difficult trying to find kids. If anybody knows any kids
anywhere, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be Wisconsin, Minnesota. It could be anybody from anywhere.
Oh, yeah. And what's the website? Shotforhope.com?
Correct.
All right. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk more about Shot for Hope. If you have any questions, give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Raised in Wisco.
This one is my favorite one. This is
your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 54. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 38. High of 56. Tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. 72 Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms. 62 Wednesday, storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Listen to a podcast of it.
Ah, ah.
Wisco. I'm your host, Danielle Fairmount, alongside Kretschmer and Keck Heismer. Yes!
Keck Heismer.
Can we?
Close enough.
Keck Heismer.
Keck Heisen.
Dang, nab it, man.
In the fourth hour, ladies and gentlemen, Danielle will get this correct.
Finally get it.
I don't know who's producing you for 4 hours. Gosh, guys.
Yeah, you're going on vacation. You out.
I am.
You gone. Well, are you going to be here next week, then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, I'll be back early Monday morning. Don't worry.
Yay for you.
Yay
this
you.
Very exciting. All right, so it was wonderful hearing about Shot for Hope. That is Eric and Missy Steingraber. That one's very easy to say.
Yep.
Why can't your last name be that easy?
It is easy. Just have to learn it.
We have a caller online, and I heard it is Eric. Eric, are you listening to Raisin Wisco? How are you? Is this
yes,
Eric?
Yes, I am here.
Hello. How
this
are you?
Good. You just can refer to me as Steiny.
Steiny.
A lot easier than Keckheisen.
At least you can say it correctly. So you founded Shot for Hope, correct? Is that right?
Yeah, me and my wife, Missy, founded Shot for Hope back in 2012.
2012, and it was there inspiration behind it? Was it your
daughter?
Yeah, my daughter, Callie, she's now 23 years old.
Ooh,
but
get it, girl.
when she was 10, backstory, she's got cerebral palsy, not MS, but Joe's was close. it's okay. Back when she was 10, I got a call from a gentleman who takes kids with life-threatening illnesses or life-altering conditions on hunts on his property in the local area, and asked if I was interested in taking Callie. And my first thought was, yes, for sure, but how the heck are we going to do this? I mean,
yeah.
Callie's wheelchair-bound. She doesn't really have, she doesn't have the use of her limbs. How are we going to, hunt? So he goes, don't worry about any of that stuff. Come on up here and we'll show you. Long story short, he showed us. And I came home from that event. I did ask him before I left. I asked him how many kids he does that for, each year. And he does it for two kids each year. And it just hit me hard because in my mind, there's hundreds of kids that could benefit from this.
Oh, absolutely.
Correct.
And they just don't know that it's out there yet. And it's definitely something that
right,
needs to be known.
The ability. Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why we have such a hard time finding kids, just like myself. I was a dad, Callie was my firstborn, and I was an avid hunter, fisherman. When you hear your wife's pregnant, your first thought is, well, I got a little hunting buddy coming along.
Yep.
So, and then, things happen, and then kind of goes away. And so I think a lot of parents out there are in situations like myself and my wife, we just don't think their child is capable of doing such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that hit me kind of hard, and I, slept on it for not very long, to be honest with you. I woke up one morning. I said, Missy, this is what we're going to do.
That's awesome.
Awesome. And she was probably like, let's do it. Let's go. I'll go for it, right?
Yeah, we will. We